It's 11 minutes to 7 on Breakfast, and James Carlton is along now. Hello, James.
Good morning to you, Fran. We have a Nielsen poll, which is out. It looks like it's got another six-point lead for the Coalition. That's a slight deterioration for Labor. This is in the Fairfax papers. Tony Abbott's personal disapproval rating is still high at 60%. But with this lead for the Coalition overall, both Laura Tingle and Peter Hatcher say, well, certainly Labor's improved from its dismal polls earlier in the year, but the Coalition still has a clear election-winning lead. It might just be, they speculate, that Labor's poll recovery has run its course. No uncertainty, however, on this Child Abuse Royal Commission. Almost every Australian voter backs Julia Gillard's decision. According to the Nielsen poll, a record 95% of voters support it. This is from a scientific poll. John Sturton, who does these polls, says he's never seen anything like it before. Lawyers are in favour too. If you read the Australian newspaper, legal firms circle child abuse probe. Victims could swamp the Royal Commission. A flood of new sexual abuse claims against Australian religious institutions has emerged in the 6 days since the Prime Minister launched the Royal Commission. But concerns are growing that it risks becoming unwieldy as law firms begin advertising for victims wanting compensation. Broken Rights says it's received an unprecedented number of new claims. Braveheart said there's been an 82% spike in calls to that organisation since Monday. The Kadelka cartoon has the Attorney General Roxon saying, Julia, look, the devil's really in the detail with this Royal Commission stuff. The Prime Minister responds, Nicola, let's try to avoid religious references wherever possible. There are tears for Sarah in the Herald Sun. It's a manhunt underway after the body of a woman believed to be the missing Sarah Kafferke found in a West Melbourne house. The West Australian, East Fremantle, came to a virtual standstill yesterday with the protesters on both sides of the live export debate. More than 2,000 farmers from as far away as East Kimberley formed a protest along the Swan River. Almost 1,000 anti-live export protesters formed a human chain above them on the Stirling Bridge. On one side, a poster with a sheep being cruelly slaughtered. On the other, a banner saying, don't be sheepish, live export is good for animal welfare and it feeds my kids and educates them too. The Age, Melbourne's paper. We have Australia's largest ever urban renewal project, Fisherman's Bend on the Yarra. It could become worse than the Docklands as the Baillieu government makes compromises in the chase for foreign investors. That's the warning from a professor of planning at RMIT. And that's the papers this morning.